BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Colin. I'm 25. And I'm from Banbury. You might not know this, but I once got stuck in a cat flap. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hi, here is the Scott Mills Daily for Wednesday, the 10th of October. Today, more 24 years at the tap end involving Chris and an exciting penalty shootout. We find out whether French people find British accents as sexy as we find theirs. Oh, you'll be astonished at the results of this. Charlie Sloth plays along on Oh What's Occurring. And how the heck did Colin, our listener, get stuck in his mum's cat flap?
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Today's show introducer...
You might not know this, but I once got stuck in a cat flap.
So, Colin, you got stuck in a cat flap?
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure this is real.
You're not entirely sure? But...
Well, can we ask you some questions, please?
Yeah, go for it.
How big's the cat flap?
About roughly the size of a cat.
Mm. And which part of your body was in it, you say?
My entire body, around the midriff.
But the cat flap is the size of a cat.
Yes.
How skinny are you?
I'm pretty skinny, but you know that might perhaps lead you to guess how old I might have been when it happened.
Oh,
why were you going through the cat flap?
Well, the firefighters' report might say that I was trying to follow the cat through, but in actual fact, I posted the toy through and then leant through to get the toy and promptly got stuck.
How old were you?
I was about 18 months old at the time.
Do you remember this then? You don't?
No, I don't remember it, but there was a newspaper article of me and the firefighter who rescued me. I have photographic evidence.
Why is it that the fire brigade needed to come rescue you? This is what I don't get.
Well, because I got stuck. I was playing in the kitchen and I managed to somehow get myself stuck in this predicament. So my mum dialed 999 and the lady on the end laughed quite a lot and then sent the fire brigade. So we had two massive fire engines turn up along with a lot of firefighters who then spent the next 45 minutes trying to work out how to remove me from said cat flap.
You see, I can sort of believe that you could get stuck in the cat flap
at 18 months old,
but I'm not feeling this story. I don't think it's true. I don't think, one, the fire brigade would laugh at the fact that you've got yourself stuck in a cat flap, but also I think your mum would have just moved you through.
You think what? She would have just, like, gently kicked me in the bum and just...
I just think with a little nudge, you would have been able to come out of that situation.
To roll through.
I'm saying that you're lying to us. Are you?
I'm not lying. It is completely 100% true.
What? Are you in the local paper?
Yeah, I was at the time. I mean, I've moved away since. I was too embarrassed, so we moved away. But, yeah, I certainly was at that point.
What was the headline, please?
Toddler in a flap or something. Or
I knew it would be in a flap.
Did you used to live in one of those towns where that kind of stuff would make front page news? You know, like bucket stolen.
Man like gets 10p stuck in phone box.
No, it was a perfectly average place in Nottingham, I believe.
But you were so embarrassed by the situation, you've had to move away since.
Yeah, I was very embarrassed, so we had to move.
And how far away did you move?
Oh, we're a good 100 miles away now, I think. Yeah.
And do you make sure that you avoid going through cat flaps now?
I've decided it's probably easier just to open the door.
It is more fun, though, isn't it, than just opening the door? You could write a book, 18 months at the cat flap. I'd buy your book, definitely.
Well, listen, it's really good to speak to you. Thank you so much for introducing the show. We didn't believe you for a second, but it actually happened.
It's one of those bizarre but true stories.
Thanks for introducing the show, Colin.
No worries.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. So, we heard... this. You know when they when French people talk English in their sexy French accents, we literally melt. Like, all of our features just go
literally
melt. Does it work the other way round? Are they reduced to just a small puddle of flesh on the floor?
So the key is speaking French but in the English accent.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't bother to try and do a French accent, apparently that is the one. So what happened here? We did this yesterday. Chris just speaks French in his Watford voice. And will they go weak at the knees, where they literally melt. Now, I need to say before we play this that any French people listening may be slightly offended. You don't speak French that well. Grammatical errors here and there may be on.
Well, there's minor.
Little ones. And maybe the odd slightly wrong past participle. Or you think to yourself, well, he got the ending of that verb slightly wrong. Well, sorry.
But most people won't notice that. You'd notice that if you were being really picky and French.
I also think they find that hot. That's kind of part of the charm.
Yeah.
So you were doing that on purpose, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we called up a restaurant yesterday in France. You speaking French, but just in your Rodeau voice. And let's see if they love it.
Allô?
Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, ça va bien. C'est qui? Je parle avec qui?
Oui. Je m'appelle Chris. J'habite le Watford. J'ai 11 ans.
Ah, you are English?
Oui.
Right, do you realise what you just said there?
I live in Watford. My name is Chris.
How old are you?
25.
No, 11.
Right.
Listen.
Je m'appelle Chris. J'habite le Watford, j'ai 11 ans.
It's because that's when you learnt it.
That is probably when
so
I learnt that phrase.
So you've always been 11.
Forever 11 on. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I think she may have picked up on that. Continue.
Comment t'appelles tu?
You want to speak French or the English?
Le français.
Ok, bon, ça marche. Mais je m'appelle Isabelle, mais pourquoi vous me connaissez ou je comprends pas?
Oui. Qu'est-ce que sur le menu aujourd'hui?
C'est pour le restaurant. Ah, d'accord. Bon, aujourd'hui, on a une côte de bœuf avec du pomme purée.
Ah, la côte de bœuf.
Oui, c'est ça.
J'adore la côte de bœuf.
Is that some kind of weird chat-up line? Oh, j'adore la côte de bœuf.
I actually saw this in a posh restaurant. That we were in, actually.
Really?
Because I was tempted to buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's always on Côte de Bœuf.
Côte de Bœuf. Mm-hmm. Like that. J'aime la musique de Mika. Tu adores Une Direction?
One Direction. I like One Direction.
Tu aimes le garçon anglais?
Oui.
Do you know what that means, Scott? I don't know how good you are with French.
To do you like English boys?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was a...
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It all seemed to be going quite well.
She loves One Direction. Didn't really mention the Mika.
Tu veux aller à la football de Watford avec moi? Et aussi Rihanna?
Vous m'invitez à une match de football, c'est ça?
But were you using the fact to try and reel her in that you might be bringing Rihanna?
To a Watford match, yeah.
Just because you asked her on this show once.
She said yes.
Wow.
To adore mon accent.
En fait, oui, j'adore bien. C'est très mignon. On dit cute, yes. It's nice.
Mon accent.
C'est assez sexy. C'est sexy, je trouve.
Are you saying that you like my accent?
Yes, your accent. It's very nice, yes.
Really?
But I don't understand why you are calling me.
Hang on. But je t'aime une date demain. C'est possible?
A date, you want to meet me. Un rendez-vous.
Le chicken. Yes, le chicken.
Was that where you're going to take her?
Yes, well, it all seemed to be going a bit better than I thought it was
going
to.
This is going astoundingly well.
I hadn't planned for this. So at that point, I had to freestyle. Basically said, let's go out, let's have some chicken. Mm. What I would say in English, but had to translate it to French.
Okay, let's hear the rest of this.
Tu avec moi, allez le Nando, et mange le chicken. C'est possible?
You told me you are 11 years old.
No.
Let's get this right.
12 ans.
No, that means 12.
No.
It's a bit young for me.
25.
Ah, okay, bon, ça marche.
When I do the French accent, do I sound really sexy?
It is a little sexy. I think it is nice.
I
would like to have a maybe English boyfriend.
Ah, and result. I didn't know what to say. I hadn't planned for this.
She's on the phone.
I thought they would have gone by now.
Result.
Est-ce que tu connais le 24 years at the top end?
I don't understand. Je comprends pas.
Est-ce que tu connais 12 Yara Don le Ender Tap?
Non, je comprends pas. I do not understand.
That hasn't... why did you mention that?
Well, I just
don't think it's reached front.
Everything was going well to that point, and she seemed to like me. Maybe she had heard of me off your show.
I don't think that's possible.
And enjoyed 24 years at the Taphead.
Never heard of it.
J'ai une celebrity dans le Breton.
You have a celebrity in England?
I'm a celebrity.
You are famous?
Very famous.
How are you famous?
J'ai un it boy à la Londe.
C'est quoi ça? What is it boy?
Man about town. Player.
Player. Ah, d'accord. Vous êtes football. You play football.
Oh, no. Now she's really got the wrong idea.
Yeah. But the thing is, with these, you know, with people in another country, they don't really know what celebrities are celebrities over here. I thought I'd go with it. Oui. Yes. Oui. Comme David Beckham... A très famous football player.
Yes.
Do you really think my voice is le sexy?
Yes, I think it is a very nice accent and it makes me feel like I want to meet you, you know? I want to be your friend, you know?
Yes.
She wants to be your friend.
I couldn't believe this.
This is incredible. Right, where does this go next?
I travel to France... Come see you.
Maybe yes. Okay. Football player.
Oui. Un rendez-vous.
Yes. Rendez-vous, on dit. Yes.
With you.
Okay.
Oui or no?
Oui.
Yes. Amazing.
Yes.
It's just one phone call to a restaurant in France.
It must work.
It's your accent.
Yeah.
It's just like you're not bothering to put the French accent on. She is lapping it up.
Oh, I hadn't planned for this. Okay. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
A bientôt.
I'll call you soon.
I like this very much. Bye-bye.
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime aussi.
Bye.
Bye.
Fou, hang up.
You hang up.
No, Vu hang up.
Okay, I hang up. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Au revoir.
I love you.
What? I couldn't believe it.
You are in. Ollie's been on from Leighton Buzzard. I am going to La France ASAP. Clear up session, ahoy. This is amazing.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I decided I'm going to start power dressing at work.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I just think people need to take me a little bit more seriously around here.
Right.
And, like, I noticed yesterday I was wearing some, like, just a T-shirt every day. And I'm thinking now, smartening up. You know, I did this for a while back and I lost interest?
Yes.
It's just too much hassle. I'm doing it again now and I suggest you do it the same.
You're not happy with my state of dress?
I think you just need to smarten it up a bit.
Right, okay, good.
All right. I mean, I know no one can see us apart from when we, like, doing your bingo and stuff, but I just think it's, like, all about that at the moment.
Well, we've previously discussed a uniform, haven't we?
I still think a Scott Mills show uniform would be excellent. A lot of people go to work in suits. A lot of people will be listening to us now in uniform.
And then we could join that weird to think?
Then we could join that dating site who... work in your uniform, but also who just like people in uniform.
I'm kind of intrigued to know what people look like in their uniforms listening to... Okay, good.
All right, that'll happen. That'll happen right now.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did...
24 years at the time.
24 years
at the tap end.
Today, sitting in on 24 years at the tap end is Rihanna, Radio 1's movie critic, and she's a big fan of the book, so we've got her in today.
Yeah, not so much of the theme tune.
No, really?
People love it. It's been stuck in people's heads.
It's a bit weird having Rihanna in because the nature of her job is that she's a critic.
Yeah.
And a reviewer, so I'm slightly anxious about her actually being here. Very quickly before we start, I'd like to dedicate this tap end to a special person.
Okay, who's it for?
I got a tweet the other day from one of my favourite football players, a guy called Carl Dickinson, who's a Watford player, but he actually tweeted me.
Who?
Carl Dickinson.
Right.
He plays for Watford, you won't have heard of him.
He's a massive fan of 24 Years at the Tap End, so I just thought I'd like to dedicate this to him. My favourite number three player, other than Stuart Pearce. So big up Carl Dickinson anyway.
Cool.
Top man.
Go Carl Dickinson.
So that's today's episode is for him.
Yes, please, yeah. I think that's all the any other business done. I'd like to take you both to my 13th or potentially 14th year at the tap end. My memory, I've tried to do some research today and I'm not sure, but I was in year 8 at school. So I'd like to take you there if you're keen.
Are you keen?
I'm so keen.
I'm ready. Lads.
We were about 4 days in on our year 8 school trip to Bude in Cornwall. So far, it had been a quality week. Everyone from my year at school was there, and generally, people were having a great time. We were staying at a centre called Adventure International, which was like a youth camp, training up pre-teens to become the future Ray Mears and Bear Grylls. I think most kids go on these kind of trips at some point throughout their school career. Our entire year was split up and had to work in teams throughout the week to collect points. You could earn these points from completing and winning activities, or in other areas, such as turning up at the meeting point on time each morning.
Have some points.
It was very disciplined. I was loving it, and by the fourth day had already abseiled down a cliff, scaled a climbing wall, and even given surfing a go. I was basically...
like my absolute worst nightmare.
It does sound pretty horrific.
I was basically a mini Bear Grylls and was taking the role very seriously. Have neither of you been on one of these adventure...
I did go to the Isle of Wight when I was... But I was in year 6, so I'd have been like 10, 11.
Mm.
And therefore much more hardcore than you 13, 14-year-olds.
But you would have done activities, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we did the same things, but obviously at a much younger age.
You blatantly went on the chairlift in the Isle of Wight by the Needles?
Yeah, we've all done it.
No.
You've not done that?
No.
Everyone's done
what?
That.
What?
Chairlift on the Isle of Wight. The
Black Gang Chine.
And Black Gang Chine, classic place. It's falling into the sea, though, I've
it
heard.
Is.
But great place.
We went to a place called Little Canada in the Isle of Wight. So
oh, really?
I've no idea what you're talking about.
I've never heard of that. Did you go to a private school?
No.
Oh, right. There was only about 2 days left of our stay in Bude, and another massive day of activities had been lined up. As a team, we were performing quite well. We were in with a chance of winning our mini league and being named Super Team of the Week. Today's activity seemed right up my street and included barrel boat building and racing, and then a football tournament before the evening's karaoke sesh. This was going to be the day we racked up some serious points. Barrel boat building is a classic... It's quite hard to say. It's a classic activity on these kind of holidays. In teams, you are given 2 or 3 barrels and some planks of wood, and you attach everything together with string. These rafts are then raced down the river. I was particularly impressed with our effort, and I was nominated by our team captain to hold on to the back of the raft with my body in the river and kick my legs to act like a motor. It was going to be our secret weapon to win.
That sounds like...
It's like the Flintstones.
Like the Flintstones. Exactly like the Flintstones.
Love that.
We lined up at the starting point for the 100-metre race down the river, and as the instructor shouted, "Go!", I jumped off the raft into the river to get to my position on the back of the raft. However, our boat was sturdy and started off quite quickly as one of my mates kicked the raft away from the wall. Our team went for it, using oars to power the boat down the river. Meanwhile, I was flapping around in the deep, murky water. I had a life vest on, and this was causing me difficulties getting my body to lie down flat so I could swim behind the boat.
What, because you were too buoyant?
I was trying to, like, sort of lie down on the river to be able to grab on and kick.
But actually what was happening is the boat was just moving away. And I was just bobbing around. So I'd literally, it looked like he'd shout, go. I just jumped off the back of the boat looking really serious. And then...
I can so imagine you doing this.
Were you more of a hindrance at this point?
Well, I just wasn't... It was like, we'd go off.
You weren't attached to the boat at all?
No, I was in the water, just...
flapping around.
It's really hard to swim in a life vest, isn't it? Oh. I tried desperately to swim quick enough to attach myself to the boat, but it wasn't happening. The raft went ahead, with me just bobbing slowly behind it. The instructor shouted at me to ask what I was doing. It must have just looked like I was abandoning ship. Although instructors were laughing at me, it was a clever move. With one person off, the raft was lighter and crossed the line in first place. Who was laughing now? That won us some important points for our league. And although I was given none of the credit having jumped ship, I knew without me we wouldn't have won, really. After lunch was the football tournament, and I was well up for it. We probably didn't have the strongest team, but we had enough half-good players to give it a go. We progressed through the group stages. This set us up for a semi-final against a team representing a school from Basingstoke. The 10-minute game finished 0-0, which forced us into a penalty shootout. It was tense. Everyone was watching, and I felt a lot of responsibility.
Who did you kind of equate yourself to at that point?
So I used to really idolise Stuart Pearce. He was a big hero of mine. Alan Shearer. At the time, was a massive hero of mine. Mm-hmm. And when I played football, I liked to pretend I was one of those footballers.
Right.
As I think most people did at that age.
Yeah, of course.
Who did you used to imagine to be, Scott?
Bobby Charlton.
Nice. I used to pretend to be Ryan Giggs.
Did you?
Did you? Oh.
Why Ryan Giggs?
He's my favourite.
I used to live near him.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to go to the same shop as him.
Oh, wicked.
I used to see him buying his skim milk every day.
Skimmed?
Yeah.
The first three lads from both teams stepped up and scored without any problems. Their fourth man then stood up and scored. And then was the turn of my mate Simon. Simon hit it hard to the left of the goalie, but the ball blasted wide. This gave them the advantage. They just needed to score to win. Their next player then went, but he couldn't handle the pressure, kicking the ball hard over the goal. And then it was my turn.
Sorry, I'm getting caught up in this now.
Yeah.
Do you think it needs something more dramatic here?
It needs something. It
Give
needs
me a
some
second.
Emotional music or some...
Hang on. Okay.
Yes, that's it. And then it was my turn. I was nervous. If I scored, the penalty shootout would carry on. If I missed, we'd be knocked out of the tournament. Everyone was watching. Someone passed me the ball, which I picked up and placed on the spot. Brianna.
Sorry.
I stood there and looked down at the ball. I looked to the left of the goal where my German teacher, Mr. Koppel, was standing. I think it's Koppel.
It is. You do need someone... You know, Germans are notoriously brilliant at penalties.
Thinking about it, it was slightly ironic that 2 years earlier, England were playing Germany in the semi-final, and there I was in front of my German teacher. Yeah. There is something in that.
What are the chances?
Anyway. I looked to the left of the goal where my German teacher, Mr. Koppel, was standing. He looked proud and just looked at me and nodded. I didn't want to let anyone down. My mind filled with the horrible feelings I had from Euro 96. The look on Southgate's face, the way I'd cried. I breathed out, looked up, took 3 steps back and started the run-up. I kept my head down, hitting the ball hard and to the left. As the ball left my foot, my stomach started to sink. Everything was slow-mo and panic started to fill my veins. It was going wide. The keeper was moving in the right direction. It wasn't going to make it in, or maybe it would, but it was curving away. As my head slowly rose, I saw Mr. Koppel's hands move to his face. Panic flooded my system as I watched the ball travel hard and square.
It really is slow-mo, isn't it?
Yes.
Massive slow-mo.
Panic flooded my system as I watched the ball travel hard and square into Mr. Koppel's face. He lost his glasses as he fell downwards, clutching his eyes. I sunk to my knees as their team surrounded me. I wasn't so bothered about Mr. Koppel's face as I was that we were out.
I felt on my own, until I felt a firm, reassuring hand on my shoulder. Although it quickly became apparent that this was not the hand of friendship, it was the hand of our deputy head, who then picked me up and marched me over to Mr. Copple, who, still clutching his eyes, looked like he was crying.
Oh, poor Mr. Copple. And he was only there to support you.
I know.
And but look on proudly.
He was just to the left of the goal. And I think the problem is, because I'd seen him nodding at me before...
You thought you'd aim for his
He head. Was the target.
Something in my head, I don't know if it's the panic or something. And it was nothing personal. I'm sorry, I don't want that to come across at all.
No.
It wasn't revenge for any previous tournament or anything like that.
Good.
That's not what happened. Mm. I've not taken a penalty since.
Oh no, are you scarred?
Yes. We didn't win the Super Team Award that week, and to this day, I still shoulder some of the blame for it. I wonder what the changes in my life might have been had I scored that penalty that day. But apart from that day, it had been a fantastic week. I'd love to go on an activity week again to rewrite some of the regrets from my time imbued. I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
I was about to say that Tap End is back on Monday. You're going to hate me for this. It's not back on for 2 weeks, because I'm off. It's a bit like when there's a big sporting event on TV and they take your show off, the one that you really like, for a couple of weeks.
Mm.
It's actually my fault, so I'm sorry.
But that's okay. It gives me some time to...
to remember more stuff.
Well, there you go, yeah.
Hey, that Adventure International place is still on.
Is it?
We should go back.
I would love us to go back there. We could... oh, my God, the stuff we could do there would be great.
Someone's saying they took some students there, like, a year ago.
Right, well...
definitely. Put that one in. So, it's not back on Monday. It's back in 2 weeks' time. Sorry, everybody. But here's the thing. If you go to the radio on Twitter... do you follow us yet on Twitter? If not, why not? At BBCR1. On there, we've just posted a link where you can get all the tap ends. So, maybe you've missed an episode because you've been busy or whatever, at school or at college or at work... and maybe you've missed a couple. They're all there now for you to listen to for free. There's a link on the radio on Twitter, so if you missed Tap End for the next 2 weeks, get that in your life. Follow at BBCR1 and you'll see it.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 Extras, Charlie Sloth is here. Hello, fam.
What on, Donnie?
That's yes.
That's a new one, Scott. Donnie.
What is that, please?
Donnie. It's like, what's happening, mate?
What, mate?
What,
Donnie?
What we say, what's happening, Donnie?
Good. All that and more with Charlie Sloth.
Say it to Charlie.
What's happening, Donnie?
I'm good, Donnie. You good?
Yes, fam.
Yes, Donnie.
Wow.
That was good, you know.
Thank you.
You should get a show on One Extra.
Can you imagine?
Things that will never happen.
Can you imagine that?
Scott right. Mills, fam, you get me? Donnie.
Can you imagine?
That would be sick.
I'd love to do just one.
Yeah.
We should do that. You should come on my show and co-host it with
Can
me.
You arrange that?
I'm going to make
Why
it
Why don't you do it like a German exchange?
Sort yes.
Of. Really?
I can stay with you and everything.
Yeah, let's do that. I've got a big house.
We could have you, I bet you have.
Yeah. Swimming pool.
Have you?
Hot tub.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
why don't we do it as like a Christmas special?
We should do that.
Awesome, right. Let's talk to the people. Okay, it's now time for the answers game. You know, you can answer any question on websites that people put questions up. You know, like, people go, how can I get rid of this stain on my top? And loads of people answer.
Yeah.
Well, today we're using the website that rhymes with Wahoo!
Wahoo!
And the answers on there. So we give you the answers that have been written. You guess what the question was that people wrote in answering to, okay? So
okay. This
is the best one from last time.
Yeah, you can lube it or whatever, but you won't see real improvement unless you practice. If your best is at 2:47, then I suggest you find a better method and practice it till you can at least go faster than a minute on average. It's not hard to get under a minute as a beginner. It took me only 2 weeks when I started.
Just one of the many answers.
My trick is rubbing Vaseline all through the cracks. Works really well. Hope it helps.
I'm going to get in trouble.
No, that was one from last time, so you don't have to answer that one.
Okay.
But the question was...
how can I do my Rubik's Cube faster?
There we are. So you just tell me what the question is here. There's only one for this one.
Okay.
But what's the question? Here we go.
No.
Okay. Is that it? Right.
Hmm. Mm. What was the question there? And they answered...
No.
After the Rubik's Cube thing from last week, do you want to record some more answers for this game that we're doing on Scott Mills' show?
No.
Was it... can we go out on a date?
No.
Do you
want
to know what it was?
No.
You do?
No.
The question was...
Did Eminem like George Bush?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Admittedly, that one was quite hard.
Yeah, that's really hard.
Really quite hard. But if you said...
No.
Then give yourself some points.
No. If you said that
was the question...
No.
Then give yourself some Scott Mills points. 10.
Wow.
Okay, next
no
one. You're not going to get that one. Just a little warm-up. So, here's some answers.
Facebook and Twitter and all those sites.
Where can I find a new partner?
That's a good one. Where can I find a new partner? Could be the question.
I reckon that could well be it, actually. I'm going to say... Oh, I don't know. What social media are you using at the moment?
You're just copying. You're like that one at school that looks over.
Come on, next question.
And you have to put your hand in a funny angle to like so you can't see.
Next okay. answer, I mean.
Justin Bieber, One Direction, etc.
It is hard, this, isn't it?
It's a hard game.
It is.
Do you want one more?
Yeah.
2.5 Men.
Whoa.
But what is the question here? Those were the answers.
Mm. Okay.
Can we get one more?
Are there no more questions?
No.
Blimey. That's really tough.
Yeah.
Where can I keep up to date with all the latest...
Brilliant.
Pop stuff and 2.5 Men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to copy it.
Oh, well, there we are. Okay. It was...
What is something that you wish didn't exist or was banned?
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Some people do want 2.5 Men banned.
Really?
And Justin Bieber.
I can understand Justin Bieber.
Okay, next one. Here are some answers, but what's the question?
Play football with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What can you do with a melon?
Good one. What am I going to come back with? My washing machine's broke. I've got a room full of dirty socks. What can I do with them?
Okay. Brilliant. I'd like to see you try that.
Mm. Take him outside.
Oh.
Want another one?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Give him to me, tongue sticking out smiley.
Him to me. See, I would stick with the melon thing, but it's the way she... It would then mean that the melon is a...
Is a he.
Yeah.
Which I suppose could work, couldn't it? It could just be a really annoying bloke. Yeah, go on then. What can I do with a melon?
Let's have one more.
PetSmart sells little diapers he can wear in the house.
Are they talking about kicking their dog around?
Surely not.
No way! Really? My dog's been naughty, he's pooed on the carpet.
What can I do with him? Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to copy that as well.
Nothing coming to mind.
Well, no, I think that's right.
Okay, the answer is...
How can I stop my poodle peeing on the furniture?
Whoa,
yeah. There we are.
Oh, yeah.
That is very well done. And that was the answers game. So
was
you,
it done?
Yeah, it's done. You can give yourself...
10 Scott Mills points.
10 Scott Mills
each.
Points here.
How about I just take this money?
Can I have the money?
Whose money is that?
No, I just found it.
It's the one that doesn't speak. It okay. is. Yeah, it's so, like...
Can I take that?
No. We'll have another game of Real or No Real next, which I know is your favourite, Charlie.
My favourite game.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
When I'm away for 2 weeks, do you want me to sort the uniforms? Because I think it'll just add a little bit of, something a bit more serious to this
yes.
show.
But what are you thinking?
I'm thinking... Well, someone's just sent one of a... What is that one? Good Lord. Someone just sent one of them in a in a pilot outfit. I'd quite like that.
Yes.
Or I'm thinking, like, we all get all-in-one boiler suits. I want some kind of mechanic vibe going on as I press the buttons here. Right, you can stop sending in pictures of uniforms now. But yeah, a lot of people at work in uniform. We need to get our boiler suits on the go ASAP.
Well, you sort that whilst you're away.
Okay, I will. I'll get on it. What colour do you want? I'm saying orange. Or maybe blue.
Orange?
Oh, no, actually,
do you
not
really
orange.
Want orange.
No, I'm saying blue.
Also, yes.
That's a prison vibe. I don't want
yes.
that.
Yes. Why are we going down that route?
Let's just go mechanic. Blue?
Blue,
I think.
Blue
yeah.
will do.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
All the text at 81199 from all the leads are like, I need to go to France on my next holiday.
Do you really think my voice is sexy?
Yes, I think it is a very nice accent and it makes me feel like I want to meet you.
Right, now, listeners, I've just sent Chris out to get coffee on purpose. Before you all book your holiday to France, can I just level with you for just a second, my lovely listener? Right, what Chris doesn't realise was that I actually set that up. And that girl is not French at all. Her name is Izzy, and she's a friend of someone I know at Radio 1. Isn't French. She's very much English, but does do a wicked and convincing French accent. And he's just gone down the road for coffee. He seriously, though, believes that he is in with this girl from this French restaurant by pretending to be a famous football player. He properly believes it. So I would ask you and urge you not to tweet him or anything and tell him, let's just keep this going for as long as we can. If possible. I don't really know how to move this on, though, so any suggestions, please, at BBCR1 on Twitter, 81199 on text, on what to do next to try and keep it going for as long as possible. I mean, do I give him an address in France and tell him to go there and meet her? I don't know what to do next. But, I just wanted to say, before you do book your trip to Paris for the weekend, it was a setup. And if we can keep it quiet from Chris, don't text in, don't tweet him or whatever, and let's just see how long we can keep this going for. Suggestions on what I do next are very welcome, thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lush, thanks for the coffee, Chris. Look at you with a little spring in your step.
It's weird when things work out.
So chuffed, aren't you?
Like that.
Let's hear a little bit more.
I travel to France. Come see you.
Maybe, yes.
Just the first call you make, and it's like, bam. Are you going to go France to see her?
Well, it's a bit of a mission, isn't it?
It is a mission, but she sounded nice. You do have to keep up the pretense of being a famous football player, but I think you should.
Yeah, but you can get away with that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Today is a good day. So
if it's a different country, you know what I mean?
Oh, what's the kidding?
Real or no real? Some of these are blatantly made up. Some of these are actual facts you can impress your mates with. But which one's which? My friend Chris here is keeping the score. Don't cheat. Let's go.
The hit ITV soap Emmerdale was founded by Emma Bunton and Dale Winton and used their first names put together to create the title of the soap.
So
that is brilliant.
Nice idea.
Dale Winton and Emma Bunton sat down one day and they were like, we need to create a soap. Emmerdale.
I mean, the name's there, but the soap itself doesn't match up what I would have thought Dale Winton and Emma Bunton could produce.
Yeah.
So on that basis, I'm saying not real.
Not real.
Why, what would they produce?
I just think it would be very different.
Charlie Sloth.
Definitely not real.
No, that is no real.
Oh. Not real.
That'd be good if they did the soap, though. Great idea.
Mixed between Geordie Shore and Only Way is Essex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
The biggest house of cards ever built was 15 foot high and 8 foot wide. It used 1,576 packs of cards and took 2 months to build.
Massive house of cards.
Massive house.
I mean, you could live in that.
Yeah.
I mean, those dimensions are good. And I'd love to live in a house like that.
Really? Would you really like to live in a house like
that?
That
would be a laugh, wouldn't it?
That's bigger than your... Is it bigger than your house?
No, not as big as my house. No. And a big bad wolf couldn't blow my house down. He'd definitely blow that house down.
Thanks
for the
info.
You
couldn't get a hot tub in that, could you?
No. Well, he hasn't got have you got an inside hot tub?
No, outdoor.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So cool.
Anyway, real or no real?
That's real.
Yes. Believe it or not, that one is real.
Okay. Got one more for you. Ready? Let's go.
There is a word in the Welsh dictionary with 13 L's, 5 D's, 7 W's and no vowels.
I think I've heard of this. I'm sure I've read this before somewhere.
You have?
Yeah, the no vowels thing especially.
Yeah?
I mean, maybe I'm being completely ridiculous here, but I'm going to say that's real.
No vowels.
That's not real. No real.
No real?
No way.
Surprisingly.
No, that's not real.
Okay, no, Donny.
So I'll take that back.
No, Donny.
Yeah,
no,
Donny, no. No, Donny, Donny, Don.
At the end of that round, go on.
I've got 20. Charlie's got 30. Donny.
So Donny wins again?
Yes, Donny does on. Win.
Whoa!
That is a fit free download. If you can't listen live tomorrow between 1 and 4, then make sure you get this. Loads of stuff on it tomorrow, as always. All the best bits from the show. It's called the Scott Mills Daily. Download it.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.